Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Well, hello there and welcome back to the Simple Marketing and SEO Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Lintigen, and I'm really glad to have you with me today where we're going to answer, well, I am going to answer one of your questions. I got this question in on the listener Google form. If you have SEO questions that you would like me to answer, be sure and ask them on that form. I'll put it in the notes. It's also in the description information. Today's question is, how do I know if my SEO keywords are working? How do I even know if I chose the right ones? And if they're working, like, when do I know to change them, to give up, to trust that they're working? Like, Rachel, help. How do I figure that out? So this, my friends, is a critical part of SEO. It's something that I teach you inside of Simple SEO Content. So if you've been thinking you want to take that class, you want to really learn how it all works, make sure you get registered for that. Take the free SEO class. That's your only way to get invited into it until I do a big public launch. But for now, let's talk about how do we figure it out. So the way that SEO works generally is that when we start doing our optimization, we go through and we do keyword research and we choose a keyword that we feel fairly confidently our website can rank for. And the right keyword is going to vary for your website depending upon your website's authority in Google's eyes, the competitiveness of your niche, and how well others in your niche are doing SEO. So the right keyword for you is going to be different from the right keyword for me. And I want you to remember that. The right keyword is very dependent upon your specific situation, your niche, and the competitiveness of your niche. So you're going to choose the keyword that you have the best chance of ranking for. I want you, if you're not sure how to do that, I want you to take the free SEO class because I do talk about how to choose the right keyword in there. I want you to make sure you take that so that you understand how to get started with this, how to choose the right keyword, and then where to use that keyword on your website page so that you have a better chance of getting results. So we're going to assume that you've done that. You've taken the free class, you've done your research, you have chosen your keyword, and you have used it in the places that Google is looking for it. And now you want to see if it's working or not. So there are a couple things that you can do. What you want to do when you first do your optimization, and if you have not done it already, that's okay. Deep breath. You're not in trouble. Nothing like that. What I want you to do is go in and find out how you rank today. And we're just going to call that your baseline report. I want you to take a baseline impression each time you do optimization so that you can understand where you started. So your keyword rank is going to be a score from 1 to 100. 1 is high, 100 is low. So the smaller your number gets, the better it is for your SEO. So when you go in and you do your first keyword research report, your baseline report, there's a very good chance that your website is going to show 100 or 100 plus. It's not going to rank. And what that means is that you do not rank for that keyword on the first 10 pages of Google, which means nobody's going to find you because you've not optimized for it. You're not there. You're not showing up. So that way you know kind of where you started. Now, I want you to look at your keyword rank. Ideally twice a month, once a month is fine. Don't make any big adjustments right away. You want to give it time, and it will generally take a few months for things to really change around and move around. So you're going to want to look at it one or two times a month. So every other week or once a month. Don't look at it 2 days in a row. It's not going to matter. Like, give it some time. What you're looking for is positive movement. You want to see your keyword rank number get smaller in a keyword ranking tool or using an incognito browser window in Google. So ideally, it's better for you to use a tool. And I know we don't always have the budget to pay for a tool as a small business owner. I get that. So you can use free ones like Small SEO Tools. You can go in there, you can put in your keyword rank or your keyword. It'll tell you where you rank. Just write that down on an Excel sheet or a Google sheet or whatever it is that you want to use. You can also use a paid tool like Ahrefs, Moz, Ubersuggest. Most of my students use Ubersuggest just because of the price difference compared to the larger SEO professional tool set like Ahrefs, Moz, Semrush. Those are all going to be over $100 a month. Ubersuggest is like $29 a month, I believe, and they have an option where you can pay for lifetime access. So if you're in a position where you're really starting to focus on it, you want to do SEO, you want to have that tool set, it's one you might want to take a look at. I don't have an affiliate code to share with you, but I do know that that is the one that most of my students use. It's the one that I'm using at this point. I like some of the other professional ones better in complete clarity and honesty and all of that. But for the price difference, I'm using it as well because I like to use what my students have access to. So it just makes it easier for everybody if we all are kind of using the same tool. So if you can afford to buy a tool, go ahead and do that. If you can't, use Small SEO Tools and just track it manually on your spreadsheet. If you're in Simple SEO content, you've got your training on how to check your rankings in Ubersuggest. You also have your Google Analytics reporting spreadsheet and your keyword ranking reporting spreadsheet. So you should be doing these reports once a month so that you really know where you're at. What you're going to want to look for is to see, is your keyword rank getting smaller, meaning are you moving higher up on the page? Now, it's very likely it could take 3 months to see anything really start to change. Sometimes I will be surprised and I'll see a keyword that starts to just shoot up the rankings in like 2 weeks. Other times it's 3 to 6 months. You never know for sure. But what I want you to do is look at it once a month. Once it's been that 3 to 6 month mark, if you haven't seen any movement, then you might want to go back in and take a look at it and see, is this really the right keyword for me? Do I really have a good chance of ranking for this? Because if nothing's happening in that 3 to 6 month window, it's possible that while you see it as a good keyword for your business, Google does not see you as a good answer to that query or a good website for that keyword, because they're showing other people over you. So look at that and just kind of be very realistic. If you're not sure how to do that, or you've been trying this and you're not getting results, that's really a good time to join Simple SEO content, because we have those Q&A calls where we can jump in and look at it together. If you're not really interested in taking the class, I do have the one-on-one consulting and keyword questions, call sessions, things like that on the website. So you have a chance to work one-on-one with me and I can look at it with you and look at the reports and kind of what's going on and help you figure out, I wouldn't use this one, or yeah, you're on the right track. Let's just tweak this slightly to see if we can get some better results. So whichever way you prefer to work, if you want to take the class and learn all the intricacies of it, or you'd rather me just meet with you one-on-one over Zoom and be like, yeah, no, let's do this different. Or if you want me to take it over and do it for you, I do that for a few clients as well. All right. I hope this helped you understand how to figure out if your keywords are working, if you've chosen the right ones, if you're going to get results for the work that you've done for this particular page. It can be a little frustrating sometimes. It can take a little while, but I want you to be able to know, yes, I chose the right keyword. Yes, I did what I was supposed to for it. And now I'm just waiting to see the results. And fingers crossed, you're going to get the results. If you've done it right, you've followed the rules, and you've chosen a keyword that you can rank for, you should see results. Sometimes it just takes a little while. All right. I will see you back here next week. If you have any questions you'd like me to answer, make sure you ask them on that Google form I will put in our notes. Let me know how I can help you learn more about organic marketing, SEO, content marketing, blogging, digital, all of it. You guys, I've done this forever. What questions do you have? I'm here to help you learn. All right. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye for now. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram @EtchedMarketingAcademy, and I will see you right back here next week.